This is Here and Now. Climate change could be a key issue for many younger voters this election, and Democratic nominee Joe Biden hopes they'll support him over President Trump.
If you give a climate arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze? If you give a climate denier 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater?
The youth-led environmental group known as the Sunrise Movement gave Biden's climate plan an F during the Democratic primaries, but since then they've been advising his campaign and pushing him on the issue. Araceli Jimenez is Deputy Communications Director for the Sunrise Movement. And Araceli, Joe Biden originally called for making the economy net zero by 2050, and his campaign released another plan calling for the electric grid to be net zero by 2035. What else would you like to see from his campaign?
You know, Joe Biden's climate plan, in addition to that shorter timeline, it now has upped the investments to $2 trillion over 4 years on clean energy investments, with 40% of those investments to frontline communities. And, you know, we could always be spending more on climate, right? I mean, we've seen just in the past month how absolutely devastating the fires out west have been, the hurricanes, storms, floods that have hit the Gulf South and other areas of the country. It's really only going to get worse. And so, you know, climate plans really need to be as ambitious as possible. And like I said, you know, we're really glad that Biden has shown he's accountable to the people. And we really see, you know, Sunrise Movement and young people more generally, our role as, you know, pushing the administration and a new Congress and really representatives at all levels of government to mobilize the full force of our budgets to transforming our economy.
But to win, Joe Biden is going to need the votes of young people. He's going to need the votes of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Of the progressives that you know, are they on board with Joe Biden, and will they be voting for him in November?
Look, I mean, you know, you bring up a great point. You know, Trump is really publicly making plans to steal the election, which means that Biden has to win in a landslide. We as the movement can only do so much to inspire our own people. And I think Biden needs to give more speeches like he gave from Delaware last week, you know, in no uncertain terms, calling for a restructuring of our economy, creating millions of good paying union jobs, giving them to workers ready to rebuild this country. And so we definitely need to hear more of that to make sure that young people actually deliver a landslide victory in the next few weeks.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like you're saying he needs to do more to get that vote. Now, as you point out rightly, the election will likely be very close and Donald Trump might win. What's your strategy in that case if there's another 4 years of Donald Trump in the White House?
Well, you know, our strategy, who's to say? I'm actually, you know, my personal philosophy is to not worry about a day that hasn't come yet.
Well, isn't that what the climate movement is all about?
Well, I mean, I think that's an issue that's been with the part of the climate movement, being too worried about the future. The reality is people are suffering and dying right now. Communities need investments right now. And Biden has an incredible opportunity with these debates coming up. And everything, every poll across the board shows that climate is the swing issue this election, which means with the eyes of the nation on him, Biden has the opportunity to speak to key voters, to speak to young people, and put Trump on his back foot on his weakest issue of climate. If Biden can keep pushing his talking points about how strong his climate plan is and how it's actually, you know, meeting the demands of young people who are demanding a Green New Deal, who are demanding robust climate action, then Biden has, you know, a much better chance of winning the election in a landslide and outmaneuvering Trump's public plans to steal the election.
Now, if climate does come up at those debates, Donald Trump is likely to say that Joe Biden's policy will destroy the American economy. He might quote the oil and gas industry, who says that Biden's plan will crush union jobs. And for better or worse, true or not, that's going to resonate with a lot of people. What do you say?
But, you know, it's the media's responsibility to make sure that we don't let Trump off the hook, ruin the economy. The economy's ruined. It's ruined right now. You know, it's really the responsibility of Chris Wallace and Steve Scully and Kristen Welker. You know, I'm calling on all of them right now. They need to step up in their responsibility. Right now, as Chris Wallace has released the first presidential debate topics and climate was nowhere to be seen, the moderators really have a responsibility to inform the public and make sure that the presidential debates are covering these swing issues.
You bring up an interesting point. I mean, maybe the reason it isn't scheduled to come up in that debate is because climate change has never really ranked all that high on the minds of American voters. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think that we've seen the influence of fossil fuel money from corporate PACs, their lobbyists, their masterclass in sowing doubt and denial over the past decades, since before I was even born, has, you know, really influenced the political establishment and the political elite of this country. And now we have incredible champions like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, we've just sent Ed Markey back to the Senate. We're sending Jamal Bowman to the next Congress. These incredible people who have run their entire campaigns on the Green New Deal, banking on the support of young people, and have won with overwhelming enthusiasm. And so now we're seeing that we have actual grassroots champions who are willing to go to bat for working people, talking about the intersections between climate, the COVID crisis, and the economy. And that's why we're seeing this surge, because we finally have that inside power, and we can finally have voices that are being heard across this country making those key connections.
Araceli Jimenez, Deputy Communications Director for the Sunrise Movement. It was a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter. Happy to be here. Anytime.